God's word.
Amen. Well, praise God for that. Wasn't that wonderful? Amen. We're going to be tonight in Psalm 121. Amen. Psalm 121. What a blessing. And I appreciate Macy singing tonight. What a blessing. What an encouragement. I'm glad the Lord loves me tonight. Amen. Reminding me. And if you're going to stay in this thing for any time for God, you're going to have to do it out of a heart of love for God. And because we love Him because He first loved us.
Yes, sir.
And I bless His wonderful name. And I love Miss Patsy and Miss Robin, some of the most precious people that God's ever put in my life. And I sure do thank the Lord for them tonight. And it's a great, great blessing. Well, we're glad to be back this year. I pray that God, through this week of meeting, that God will speak to our heart. Give us what we need. It's not about a performance. I didn't come to perform tonight. Got way too much of that. It's not about performance, but we need to hear from the Lord.
Yes, sir.
And I won't be long. I'm just going to share a few thoughts with you tonight. But we need God to speak to our heart. And we're living in some days where we need help from the Lord. Some dark, dark days. But I'm glad I know the ones who's in charge. And He knows what we all need tonight. And I bless His good name. Psalm 121. Find your place tonight if you would. And if you'll stand with me, you can stretch your legs for just a moment if you're able. Psalm 121, and we're going to begin tonight reading in verse number 1. He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. I'm interested tonight in verse number 1, if you would, where He said, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. I'm interested in that one word in that verse, and that is the word hills. The word heals. And I want to preach tonight on this thought of just climb on. Just climb on.
Yes.
You can be seated tonight. God, we've already asked you, but we're going to ask you one more time tonight.
Please.
That you'd help us, Lord, tonight as only you can. I ask you, oh God, tonight, Lord, to give us liberty to preach the Word of God. And I ask you, Lord, to speak to the heart of the people of God tonight that's discouraged in the way. And God, to give them a spirit to climb on tonight for the glory of God. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
There's several things tonight here I want us to look at. And I want to go and go through the entirety of this psalm. But there's several things I see tonight in verse number 1. The first thing I see when I look at verse number 1, I see a determined look. And that is what the psalmist opened up by saying, I will. He said, I will lift mine eyes. And tonight, if you are going to stay in this thing for God, you've got to be determined that you're going to look up. God never meant for His people to walk around with their head buried down in the sand. God does not want us walking around living a defeated life. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life. I have it more abundantly. God gave us, He said, these things have I written unto you, that my joy, that your joy may be full. God wants His people to live in victory. And you and I tonight, we've got to have a determined look. We got to keep our eyes on the Lord. God don't want us looking to the things of the world to figure out how we're going to survive. The world does not have the answer to the problems of America, the problems of your life, the problems of our churches. God is the answer. We must lift up our eyes and have a determination. We're going to look to God. I see a determined look. And the second thing, if you would, I notice, and that is, I see a difficult lane. And that is where it uses this phrase, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills. A difficult lane. Now I know that the psalmist here is speaking of Mount Zion. He is speaking there up in Jerusalem, there upon the mountain, the temple of God. But here tonight I'm speaking of hills in our life, problems in our life, difficulties in our life. I'm talking about those things of our life that looks like those mountains that look like we cannot climb. And I'm going to tell you tonight, in your journey, in the lane that God has set you to run in tonight, you're going to face some difficulty. You're going to face some problems. I would to God tonight that we could all have smooth sailing, but I'm going to tell you something tonight. It rains on the just and the unjust. Good things happen to bad people. Bad things happen to good people. Hey, friends, you're going to have problems tonight. Hey, as the sparks fly upward, so does trouble come into your life and my life. I see a difficult lane, but I see a delivering Lord. He said here, I will lift mine eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. Now, where does my help come from? Verse number 2. He said, my help cometh from the Lord. And do you know what he said here over and over? You read this when you get time. You'll underline it. He said over and over in verse number 2, he said, it's the Lord. And verse number 5, he said, it's the Lord. Verse number 7, he said, it's the Lord. Verse number 8, he said, it's the Lord. 5 times in these short eight verses of Psalm 121, he's talking about the Lord. He said, it is the Lord that helps me. And the word Lord here is the name Yahweh. It is the covenant name of Almighty God. In other words, it is a God that keeps His promises. If God said He was going to do it, God's going to do it. If God said He'll never leave you, He'll never leave you. If God said it, honey, you can mark it down. God's going to see you through. I'm glad tonight, praise God, I can't depend on other people. Other people may not be able to depend upon me. But thank God tonight, we all can depend on the Lord. He is a faithful God. He is a God that cannot lie. He is a God that cannot fail. He is a God that is faithful in the good times and the bad. I'm glad He's God on the mountain, but He's also God in the valley. He's God when it's good. He's God when it's bad. He's God when I'm broke. He's God when I've got money in my pocket. He's God in the good times. He's God in the bad. He's God when my health is good. He's God when I'm falling apart. I'm glad tonight I've got a delivering Savior that walks with me and talks with me. I thank God, sees me through all of the difficulties of life. And with that, praise God, I'm glad tonight we can climb on. We can put one foot in front of the other and say, hey, I'm just wading through deep water trying to get home. Thank God, just keep on climbing for the glory of God. Now I want you to notice about five things here in this climb that we find. Thank God, first of all, I find here in this text that there is strength for the climb. Amen. What do you mean there's strength for the climb? He said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Verse number 1, from whence cometh my help. Oh, He said, there's strength for the climb. There's help for the climb. Amen. I'm glad tonight God is able, amen, to help us in the midst of our difficulties. And I'm going to tell you what tonight, a lot of times we see our heels as being a problem, or a lot of times it seems like in our life, whenever there is a mountain experience that we're having to go through, or we're having to go through a difficult situation, a lot of times we feel as though we've failed, or we've messed up, or if I had been a better Christian, maybe this would not have happened in my life. But I'm going to tell you something. God tonight will send heels into your life to strengthen you, to make you a better Christian, to build character into your life, and to build things into your life that could not be built any other way. Since I saw you last year, I tried to lose a few pounds. And I found out it was a weird thing. The first day I got on that treadmill, I weighed 200 too many pounds. Could I get a witness? I got on that treadmill, I started walking. And I didn't walk in no time. I went to sweating. It broke out all over me. I was a huffing and a puffing. I looked down. I thought I'd been 5 miles. It said 0.01. Could I get a help? Amen. I said, oh, I am in trouble. I ain't going to make it. But I kept going back. And I kept going back. And one day I looked down, I ran 1 mile. And I looked down another time, I ran 2. And I looked down another time, I ran 3. Hey, you say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about it was conditioning me. It was building me. It was strengthening me. And the heels of your life, if God didn't send heels into your life, you'd be like the rest of the crowd, sitting up under a shade tree, drinking lemonade with a King Edward in the mouth. Somebody say amen. Hey, but God wants His young'uns to get the climbing gear out. Amen. And when trouble hits, don't lay down. Don't just roll over like an old dog beat up and tucking his tail between his legs. God's looking for some people how to lift up their eyes under the heels, because they know that God is in those heels, and there's help in those heels, and God is strengthening me for the next problem that comes along in my life. I was thinking about this just a little while ago. I had some difficulties several years ago, pastoring a church, and it was difficulties that I didn't think I would ever overcome, but I was able to overcome, and I kept climbing. And about a year ago, I got faced with the most difficult thing I've ever faced as a pastor, and it's unbelievable how that God just took us right on through that thing like nothing ever happened. You say, what are you saying? I'm telling you what would have knocked most pastors out of the ministry, what would have made most men say, I give up. I'm tired of church people acting so goofy. I'm tired of church people acting, won't be in it for God, they're in it for a show, and it's a bunch of pastoral. Hey, what's knocked a lot of preachers out? All it did with our family just kept us walking right on, because we've done been through some higher mountains. We've done been through some deeper valleys. Hey, what you're going through tonight, your problem, your heel, you think you may be cussing your heel, but that heel may be the greatest blessing of your life. It may be preparing you for something much worse down the road, and you better be prepared when that day comes.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking about His strength for the climb. God wants to build people for the climb. I was thinking about this. I used to wrestle. I wrestled in high school. Don't you mess with me, I'll whoop you. Somebody hit me. And I wrestled all the way through high school. And I was going into my senior year. I ain't lost a match all year. I was 40-0. I was ranked number 1 in the state. Top seed. Going to the wrestling tournament. Whooped everybody all the way to the finals. One of the weirdest things ever. I was crazy, I was wild, I wasn't right with God. That boy I had to wrestle, he was undefeated too, but I knew I was going to whoop him. Somebody help me. I mean, I just knew a wood, but nothing to him. So I went out there behind a bus, smoked me about a half pack of Marlboros. Now, somebody with me? They don't look at me funny. I ain't always been saved. Somebody help me. I went out back behind the school bus. I smoked me about a half a pack of Marlboro. While I was smoking them Marlboros, that goofy boy's over there jumping rope. Huh? But guess what happened in the third period? With about 30 seconds left, I was winning. I was up. I was beating him by about 3 points. And he would not quit. I ain't never in my life seen nothing like it. He would not back. Most of them, I done whooped them into submission by this. But he wouldn't back that. He just kept on coming. And he kept on coming. He wore me out. I was 30 seconds to go. He flipped me up one side, down the other, and beat me right there on the spot. Because I was not conditioned. I ain't been running my heel. I've been laying down whining about it while he is being prepared. Hey, God is strengthening you for the climb. He is giving you help in those heels. There's strength for the climb. Number two, I gotta hurry. Notice this, there's stability for the climb. There is stability for the climb. What do you mean? Verse number 3. Look what he said. Thank God he will not suffer thy foot to be moved. Hey, tonight, God will give you stability. God will lay things down in your path that'll give you a good traction. Thank God tonight, His grip won't slip. He knows what you need. I'm glad God makes the crooked path straight. God is able to give us stability to climb over rocks that normally we could never climb over. God is able to keep a rattlesnake down in the hole when they could be up biting us on the ankles. God knows how to keep your foot from... And hey, tonight, God knows there's a whole lot of things out there that'll cause our foot to slip. Amen. There's a lot of sin that'll cause us to slip. There's depression that'll cause us to slip. There's discouragement that'll cause us to slip. There's all kind of things. But I say, praise God, just climb on. Amen. Thank us, get you a grip. I'm going for the glory of God. I'm glad God is able. The Bible said in Jude 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Hey, tonight, we're here tonight because of the grace of God. There's better preachers than me that have failed. There's a lot better preachers than me that are out of the ministry tonight because of sin, because of discouragement, because of problems. Hey, tonight, I'm in it because God, grace has brought me safe thus far. And grace will see us whole. Thank God, just climb on for the glory of God. There's strength for the climb. And thank God there is stability for the climb. Yeah. He'll keep your feet right where they need to be.
Amen.
Third thing, thank God there's security. You better believe there is. There's security for the climb. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. There's security. Verse number 4. Look what he said. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. There's security for the climb. Yes. You know what we do before we go to bed, man? There's a little thing on the side of our wall, Brother John Allen. And all we got to do, because we got little monitors all over all the windows. And all I do is when I can't go to bed, I go over and I ask Paul. And I got this little thing, and she'll talk back to me. She'll say, alarm on. Somebody ought to help me.
Yeah.
You say, what does that mean? That means I ain't got to sit up every night while all the thugs are trying to break in my house. I ain't got to sit up and watch guard all night. I ain't got to sit up with a shotgun in my lap. Worry about it. Somebody's going to come through and mess with my family while I'm asleep. Watching over us. Hey, and I tell you something, I've got something better than anything. Praise God. Praise the God of glory.
Yes.
Why are you going there? I find out there's security in the climb. He ain't going to go to sleep. You just go rest your weary head. I heard about
when the Germans was bombing London, and they blew up the little area of London, and this old Grange, you know, shouting they love God with the church, and all those buildings and homes were destroyed, and people were dead everywhere, and they went over there, and they got into her house, and they went through all that row, and they found her there in that home. And they said, and they found her bed, and she wasn't dead, she was sound asleep. Amen. And they asked her, said, "What are you doing? How have you not realized we've just been bombed? How are you sleeping in all this?" She said, "That's real easy, honey. The Bible said that God, amen, who's the keeper of Israel, he
Right. Not
slumber nor sleep.
Right.
And since he ain't going to sleep, I figured I might as well." So I just put it in God's hands and go to bed every night. Hey, what you and I need to do? That's why Jesus said, "Come unto me. Come on, bring it to me. Come unto me, all ye that labor, our heavy laden, bombs going off, destruction all around you, everything's being blown up in your life." Jesus said, "Come to me. Plan. Put your faith in God. Put your trust in God. How do you know I can do that? What makes you so confident that God will look over us?" Well, verse number 3. He said at the end of verse number 3, "He that keepeth thee." Boy, I like it. Boy, I ain't worth keeping in my eyes, but God thinks I am. God, I ought to throw a fit right there. If I wasn't Baptist, I'd run down the church aisle. Thank God, He'll keep. Boy, I'm glad. Hey, look up in here. God will keep you. Amen. He'll keep you. Look what it said in verse number 4. He said, "Behold, he that keepeth Israel." Verse number 5. "The Lord is thy keeper." Boy, ain't you glad tonight it ain't up to people? Ain't you glad it ain't up to individuals in your life? I'm glad tonight it ain't up to the devil or my enemies. I've been dead a long time ago. And it'll cut my throat in my sleep. But I'm glad tonight God is watching over His children. Even while they're asleep, God's a watching over us.
Thank you, God.
He said in verse number 7, He said, "I'll just preserve thee." Verse number 8, "The Lord shall preserve thee." There's security for the climb. So tonight, look up here. Anybody got any heels?
Yeah.
Maybe I'm the only one. If you got some heels, or just lift your hand. So I got a few heels, preacher.
Yeah.
I got a few heels. Tell what you can do tonight. Go home, go to bed, because God's going to stay awake.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. There's security in the climb.
Thank you, man.
Well, the next thing, there's a shade in the climb. Look what he said in verse number 5. He said, "The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night." Boy, I'm glad that he's a shade in the cloud. It gets awful hot in the climb. Can I get a witness?
That's right.
Boy, sometimes in the climb, you want to throw in the towel. It gets too hot. We used to have this little boy. I used to go to the little boy's football team. Back in this little junior high. Had this boy's the biggest boy on the team. And he's the biggest baby I've seen in my life. Somebody ought to tell
me. Yeah.
Boy, I tell you, we'd get out there and he'd blow my mind, that big old rascal. It's the big, it's the strong, but it's so weak-minded.
Yeah.
And we'd get out there, me and Brother Chuck Redmond, another preacher friend, pastor friend, we'd coach them boys. And I'm telling you, we'd run sprints behind them. Run! Somebody ought to hit me. We'd cry like a girl. By the way, we went in a public Christian school. And see little moment boys. And boy, it's tough on them boys. He'd puke. I mean, one day he went to puking on the field, Brother Chuck come flying across. "Don't you puke on my field, get in the woods, and puke in the woods." Somebody ought to hear that. No pansy boys can't take ball this day. They said 65. Back in my day, bless God, coach would knock you upside the head of a ball pad. Say, "Rub some dirt on it and get over it." Somebody help me.
That's right.
Boy, it's tough. Tough. Boy, he'd get the head of people. But you know what? By the time the season's over with, that boy would whoop people. I'm telling you, he got tougher and he got tougher. Them old hot days, he wanted to quit. The sun was a beating down. Oh, the sun's so hot in August. Oh, them old hot August days when the sun is a beating down on you. Thank God it will make something out of you. Go set him out. Go there. When you're toughing up, you're going to fall for you. The Lord is not ashamed. I'm glad God's ashamed. I hate the hot sun. Somebody ought to help me.
That's right.
My wife had a honeydew list not a few days ago. Been just enough days to get over it. Somebody help me. Your wife, anybody's wife got them honeydew lists. Had a honeydew list. And it involved the backyard and the sun. I did something I never do. Took my shirt off. Because I kept getting stuff all over me. Somebody ought to help me. By the way, I make white boy a whole other turn. I take it up a whole other level. Somebody get it. Somebody ought to help me. I don't want to roll my shirt off, but I was in that day because I kept getting mud all over. So I took my shirt off. Wife came up there out that evening. She said, "Boy, you awful red." Somebody ought to help me.
Yeah.
I said, "Well, I felt burned a few times today."
Yeah.
I went on. But I believe I'm all right.
Yeah,
I'm about 3 more hours out there. Bless God, me just a. I was mad. Somebody ought to help me. Honeydew list don't make happy husbands. Somebody say, "Boy, I want to get it done. I got time to put on. I got time to put on that spray stuff." Somebody help me. I just kept on going that night. Somebody help me.
Yeah.
I had old Pharaoh, couldn't touch it.
Yeah.
I went to the store and bought some of that stuff. No one tell me I've been peeling my back for the last week. Somebody ought to help me. I mean, I'm talking about, I look like I'm not just broke. I got stuff falling off me all over my body. I'm falling apart. I'm peeling every which way but the right way. I'm going to tell you what, hey, I'm late tonight, praise God, in the storms of life. Sun's a beating down on you, just climb on.
Yeah.
He said, "I'm going to shield your right hand. That's where your enemy's going to come because your sword to your left, your right hand's vulnerable."
Yeah.
God said, "I'll shade your part that's vulnerable, your weaknesses." Aren't you glad tonight God will protect us in the weak areas?
Yeah.
You just keep climbing.
Yeah.
Hey, leave it all up to God.
Yeah.
You just climb on.
Thank you, Lord.
The last thing. There's strength for the climb. There's stability for the climb. There's security for the climb. There's a shade for the climb. But thank God there's a scenery in the climb. He said the last verse. He said, "You're going to get up there and you're going to go in. You're going to come out." Speaking of the Temple Mount. Hey, look up here. Real simple. You're going to make it.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody ought to hit me.
Right? Thank you, Lord.
You're going to be all right.
Yes.
Praise God, you're going to survive.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
He said, "Oh, I don't think God's going to help me no more." What are you doing at church tonight?
That's right. Yes.
You come to church tonight because God's got you here.
Yes.
God loves you enough to bring you to church tonight. I tell you, keep climbing.
Amen.
Say, "I'm too old to climb." Tell David that. He fought right there when he was 12-year-old. Went down there and fought a big old giant. Hey, I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. You may be a woman, but keep on climbing.
Yeah.
You may be an old man, but keep on climbing.
Yes. Right.
You say, "Hey, I can't climb like I used to climb." But thank God you're in church. Just climb by faith.
Yes.
Hey, I put one foot in front of the other. I keep on, keep on. And your God calls you home. And then, praise God, there's going to be a scenery. I mean, no, no. Just climb on, climb on for the glory of God.
Amen.
No man did that great ark upon the mountain. God gave him a great promise there on the mountain. It was on a mountain that God spoke to Moses through a burning bush and saved the whole nation.
Yes.
It was on a mountain that God brought a sacrifice and saved the life of Isaac. It was upon a mountain that Elijah called fire from heaven.
Yes.
And thank God, and everybody said, "The Lord, He is God. The Lord, He is God."
Yes.
It was
was upon the mountain that Jesus was transfigured before his men. It was upon the mountain that Jesus gave the great Beatitudes. It was upon the mountain that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that on bloody Mount Calvary, died for the sins of the world. My God, that God's got mountains in your life. They're hard to climb. But thank God when you get on the top, it's a beautiful view.
Most people.
You know why a church ain't full tonight? Look up here. You know why a church ain't full? Heels.
Yeah.
That's what's wrong. That's the problem. A heel comes into people's life equipped. Right. Everything's going fine. Woo!
That's right.
But they lose their job. God saved me. I served him, but I did everything right. And God allowed this to happen. Someone dies. The preacher didn't shake their hand. Somebody else hit. That's a big old heel to a bunch of men. I'm doing all kind of heels come into people's life. And really, they just walk back down there because it's easy. Get a foot in the shade tree. Pull your young hand, pull out your kid. And, amen. Y'all, you look like y'all probably smoke one day. Eating some fried chicken. Smoking a cigar, talking to everybody else, but all them stupid people still climbing. All they're going to see is the bottom of the hill, a few shade trees, a few rivers running through it. Thank God that people keep climbing. One of these days they're going to give us a praise.
God.
I'm glad I didn't quit.
Amen.
Poor old Columbus, they were sailing. They had a moon out of mutiny. They wanted to turn it around. Went out of Columbus headquarters and said, we're quitting. We're turning it around. One from the west said, Sail! One of the men got so encouraged, went there and kept sailing. One day, the man on the front of the ship, Land ho! Then the men got so excited, they were so glad. They jumped up and down and said, Thank God we didn't turn around. Thank God we didn't quit. Thank God we kept sailing. Hey, I promise you, one day after a while, either in this life or in the life to come, thank God. You're going to reach the top of the hill. How you going to look back and say, thank God, I just kept climbing.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But it all goes back to the first two verses. You've got to have some determination.
Amen.
I might.
I hope I will.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I ain't living like this no more. I'm going to look up. I ain't living like a whoop dog. I'm tired of walking around discouraged. I'm tired of walking around defeated. I'm tired of walking around worrying. I'm tired of living in fear. I'm tired of living in darkness. I'm tired of living in depression. I'm tired of worrying about this and worrying about that. I ain't doing it no more. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help.
Yes, sir.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, I tell you what to do. Look at somebody to the left of you and say, climb on.
Amen.
Look somebody to the right and tell them tonight. Macy, come around and play something tonight. I'll tell you what you ought to do. I'll tell you, it's Monday night.
Yes.
It's Monday night. We got two more nights to go. It'd be a good night to go grab somebody by the hand and say, just keep on climbing. Keep on looking to God. Keep on trusting the Lord. Hey, I don't care if Forest Hill gets down to five people. God's looking for somebody that'll say, I'm going to climb. I don't care what that. Did you say a while ago? My God, did you not catch that? Let others go on, do what they have. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. I ain't worried about what everybody else is doing. Listen, I got people in my church. It don't matter. The only time you can get them to church is for fried chicken and sweet pepper pie. Somebody gospel ain't gonna get them there. I'm gonna tell you something. I ain't got nothing else. We ain't got a big show. We ain't got a bunch of dancers on the stage. We ain't got no smoke and mirrors. Ain't that great preacher? But we got a God there. We got an altar there. We got God's people
good night, just tell your husband to climb on. Amen. Tell your wife to climb on. Go to the hill together. Miss Patsy, just keep climbing. God, I love you. Not God, your precious. Miss Robin, just climb on.
Right.
Well, you told me I had them two sisters running, had some heels. They've had some heels to overcome.
Yeah.
Most people done quit. I know one people's quit.
Yeah.
And they're the same heels you've been through. Quit. The same with God, but I just had to be. You can live your life like that, living on Cyprus the rest of your life.
Yeah.
The most fabulous I've seen.
Yeah.
You just kept climbing.
Tell
it. You know how you're going to do it, but just kept doing it, Miss Robin.
Yeah.
You two walk up there. Used to be three of you get up there and a little Lord, my God, it's saying heaven now. And then one day, how do you ever do it without her? Got a mighty big hill. Somebody just kept climbing.
Thank you, Lord.
And years have gone by and still here.
Still here.
Amen. Most Baptists are
going to
all over her. They stay out of church 3 weeks.
That's right.
I got people, they must have beach. I live at the beach. I ain't never at church, ain't faithful. Got the first little problem comes, I can't find them, but they just still here climbing. Amen. I've been run off from my church since I saw you. I mean, got run off. You hear me? Got R-U-N-N-O-F-T. Can I hear you? I got run, slapped off from my church. Huh? You say, what you do? You fall into sin? You do somebody wrong? No, I didn't do none of that trash. There's a bunch of men that's full of themselves, full of power struggles, and full of hell, got together and they said, I'm tired of my preacher. We're going to love this thing. And they took all of them and didn't tell the church nobody. But I didn't run me off. I just kept running.
Amen.
They didn't know this was the next week. We had church in my house. Over 100 people showed up. Didn't even know this coming.
Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. This place took place about 5 or 6 years before that. God prepared me for that hill right there. We just kept on climbing. We just going to keep on climbing.
Yes.
That's all we know to do. But I know, thank God, one of these days we'll get up top. Oh, there's a great breeze at the top. You see things nobody else can see. John, because he leaned on Jesus Christ, he had the greatest ministry anybody's ever had.
Right.
On the face of the Jesus entrusted his mother to such a man. Amazing. You see things other people can't see. Just keep quiet. Just keep on.
Yes, sir.
It's hot, but God will be in shape.
Amen.
It's slippery, but God said, it won't let you put it in. You trust him. God, I feel like everybody goes up there and got this big old ice on the lady. Goes up there on that leg, tap. Gets on his hands and knees, he crawls just a little bit further, he taps a little bit. He goes a little bit further, his knuckles is all blue and red. But that time is in a big old cloud to that horse. Pulled a big old head around. Croo, croo, right across that leg like they went, croo, croo. He said, dear God. He got up, skipping all across that way. Boy, read that up a boy, he was just like that.
That's right.
He was saying, we walking. I wonder if God's here. I wonder if God sees me. I wonder if he's going to let me fall. I wonder if he did it before, but he probably won't do it again. They'll just keep on, and they live their whole life just tap. Oh, when God's looking for somebody to get up, praise God, and we walk by faith,
yes, sir.
Not by sight. I don't trust anything your eyes see. You trust what God put that in your hearts. See of your emotions into the heart of man, and you walk by that. You walk by the faith of the Word of God. You walk by the faith of the voice of God. I get you a word from God. I say, I don't know how, I don't know when, I don't know where it's going to come from, but I'm just going to keep on climbing. I'm going to be saved. Thank God, by the grace of God, I'll reach the top of the hill. I'll shout the victory. I'll say, thank God. And I didn't go in the chair.
Thank you, Lord.
You just keep on climbing. Who knows?
Yeah.
You just keep on climbing. God may save your cheap heads and grandkids. Just keep quiet.
Thank you, God.
I say your neighbors. Yeah. Huh? God, take your tragedy. Use it for his glory. Went to a boy this past week. The Holy Ghost had me turned upside down. I couldn't take it no more. Put down my paintbrush. I went over and I said, son, I'm going to ask you a question. Are you saved? What's your faith in God? What's your relationship with Christ? Good day, man. He began to cry. Told me a story. He said, I'm saved. This is how it started. I said, tell me a story. He said, I got it. Well, my boy died. He was 3 months old, 6 months old. He wasn't old. Sids. Died. Woke up in the morning. Dead. I don't know where dead. Gone. Wife got pregnant. Carried it to a certain term. Lost the baby. Miscarried. Lost the baby. He said, about that time, it was right at that funeral for my second baby. Preacher come knocked on the door. I don't know about God. Preacher asked me, I've been saved. I don't know what saved meant. He made me return on my knees to God in prayer. He said, I'd serve the Lord for a little while. He said, I couldn't get over God letting my babies die. That's a healing couldn't get over. Well, what I said, Shane, you don't realize that heal was probably the greatest heal of your life. God used the death of them babies to tenderize your heart. He said, I didn't fall like that. You didn't cry. He said, I'm going to preach church something. He said, I didn't quit writing. I didn't get myself out of church. I know I'm saved. I know God changed me that day. He said, I've been good for a long time. I never saw it like that. He said, you're probably right. I wouldn't listen to nobody. Because I was drinking beer, smoking weed, my heart was hard. I didn't, but I was so tender. I said, that's right. God sent a heel into your life. And hell came out of that. You don't go to heaven because of your heel. You're going to have eternal life because of your heel. Hey, God used his own heels to bring blessings in my life.
Amen.
Just keep climbing. Just climb on. Climb on. Brother John, I'm just grabbing. Bless God, get you hiking gear out and just keep climbing.
Amen. We go climb.
Just keep on climbing. I tell you, invitation. I just play. Bless God. Hug somebody. High five your neighbor. Praise God. Grab somebody by the neck and say, praise God. Just keep on climbing.
Amen.
Amen. Everybody stand tonight. Amen. Hug your preacher. You're coming to hug your preacher now. Tell him just keep on climbing. Lacey, sing something. Amen. Wonderful tonight. Just climb on for God's glory tonight. Just keep on keeping on. Step out of your pew. Go hug somebody. Fellowship just a minute. Tell somebody you're glad they climb. Keep on keeping on. God's glory. Bless his good name. Amen.
It's been good to be in God's house tonight, ain't it? Did you enjoy the preaching?
Amen.
Amen. I needed that preaching. We need that to keep on climbing no matter what we face. I'm glad that God will meet with us. Come back tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. We're going to start the same time you come back praying. Sure was thankful that the Henderson ladies come. It was a shock coming in. I thought Brother Brian Bridges was coming when I seen the van. I told them I thought he was out of town. But I was glad to see them. I'm glad to have Miss Macy and Brother Mark and Miss Tassel with us this week.
Amen.
Thankful for how you used him tonight. I needed that, and I'm thankful for it. So come back tonight, 7 o'clock. I know some of you got to get home, get into bed, and we all do. Them hot days just take it off from us, don't it? So be careful as you travel home. Again, go by. Thank them for the singing, the preaching before you leave. Anything before we dismiss. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, invite somebody if you can. I sure am thankful to be at church tonight. Brother Steve Kimball, will you dismiss us, please, sir?
Father, thank you once again for just another blessed day.